Welcome to the Ghost Hacks Podcast. What you are about to hear may make you laugh. It may make you cry. It may make you shake in your boots. Two prison gods talking about strange things in the night they may never understand. And here are your hosts, Tom and Joe.
Hey, everybody. What's up? Welcome to episode 2 of the Ghost Hacks Podcast.
Episode 2.
I'm Joe.
We've got a legacy. I'm Tom. Ghost Joe.
And Tom. Right. I'll call me Ghost Joe. I'm cool with that. I'm cool. I like that. So a little recap, right? We're prison guards that both have the liking of the paranormal stuff. And, you know, we just want to hear more experiences and see what else we could find out about everything.
We like poking holes in it. We are prison guards.
See, I like to believe more.
I really want to believe. That's the thing. my X-Files mantra. I want to believe.
So I think in this episode, we're going to focus a lot on paranormal in the media. So this is going to be a real fun episode because we're going to talk about...
Stand back.
some of the terrific paranormal shows and movies and possibly even books. I don't really read that much, but anything paranormal that's in the media. So this one I completely don't have a script for, so we're just going to go with it.
All right.
All right. I guess you want me to start or...
Yeah, absolutely, right. Please.
So basically, I started watching Ghost Hunters as soon as it came out. I believe that was probably like the late 90s.
Okay.
Is when it first came out. And it was very believable. And actually the guys that are involved in it are actually very likable guys.
That was when they had a Roto-Rooter truck and they turned it into a mystery truck.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
The mystery machine.
Yep. And yeah, they're very likable guys and you know, you're like, all right, well, you know, they have day jobs and stuff.
Those guys I could have a beer with.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. And the thing is, like, they were paranormal investigators. They already had their own paranormal group called TAPS, the Atlantic Paranormal Society. And, you know, so they were already established with it, but they have a day job. So this is like their hobby. And that show, to me, the very first season was very realistic for me. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of the evidence that they were finding, it was minuscule. So it wasn't like it was like, oh, we caught this, we caught that, we caught... Actually, if you watch the very first season, a lot of the shows, they're like, no, this place isn't haunted at all. You know, we didn't find anything in this place.
Yeah.
You know? And I like that a lot better because you know that they're being real about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Exactly, yeah.
And then I feel like over the years, I guess, you know, the network must have been like, oh, no, you guys got to spice it up a little bit.
These shows... are for the producers. And that's it. The producers are writing everything. The producers are doing everything. Most of those shows, the quote-unquote investigators, they're talking heads. And I agree with you. When Ghost Hunters started, it was cool that they're showing up and they're looking at Aunt Mabel and her 99 cats and they're going, yeah, sweetheart, go see a shrink.
Right.
There ain't nothing here.
Yeah, yeah.
And in fact, there was one thing on Ghost Hunters that I saw that I cannot explain to this day. They were down in Gettysburg.
Oh, okay.
And it was just a pan. They were panning the camera from left to right. And they caught a reflection in like a freezer door. And the guy was dressed in period outfit.
Hmm.
That looked real to me. But it's like you said, now every time they go out, and I think they've split into two different shows now.
Yep. Yes, they have, yeah.
I don't know. Is there a backstory? Are they battling, you know, one guy doesn't do it anymore or whatnot?
I'm not sure exactly the whole story. I guess we're going to have to look into that. But, yeah, I know that the two main guys was Jason Hawes.
Yeah.
And...
Grant.
That's Grant? It. Yes, Grant. Yes. And it started with a G. Grant. And yeah, now I don't know. I saw something that, there is a Ghost Hunters show, like Ghost Hunters, and I believe that's Grant. And Ghost Nation is with Jason. Jason, and Jason has the old crew of Steve and...
Dave Tango.
Dave Tango, that's it, yeah.
And if that's not a stage name, he was born for the stage.
Dave Tango kind of came in later when it was already kind of crap, you know, in my opinion, you know.
And listen, if you're a friend of Jason or Grant, sorry, just call him it like we see it. You're working for your producers. You're probably driving better cars than we are and living better than we are, and I get it. I'm not going to speak for you, Ghost Joe, but I get it. If you're going to tell me I'm going to have to go work in the jail or I can, you know, find a ghost
right
every week on TV and be a TV personality, I'm going to go find that ghost.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, of course, if there is somebody that's listening, that if you're friends with these guys or if you are these guys and you want to try and prove us wrong, you could email me. That's a good segue, right?
Oh, nice.
Nice segue. You could email me at joeghosthackspodcast@gmail.com, or you could find us on the Facebook groups for Ghost Hacks Podcast.
Or you could just call us that. You know.
That's true, too.
Your day is over.
Or you could just turn us off. I mean, that's the beauty of everything, you know? We're not forcing you to listen to anything. But, yeah, that's how I felt about Ghost Hunters. Some of the other shows, you know, my Ghost Story and A Haunting and stuff like that, I like those shows a lot, too, because it's mainly just interviewing people.
Right.
And they tell you, the only thing that I'm not crazy about those shows is the silly little reenactments that they do.
Yeah.
You know, like, we don't need, all right, if somebody's saying that they saw a ghost of a little girl, we don't need a girl that looks like the girl from The Ring, you know, as part of the...
Or the guy they're interviewing looks like me, and the reenactment is Brad Pitt running shirtless through the woods. You know, come on.
Yeah, well, that's been going on since, you know, America's Most Wanted.
And, right.
You know, but yeah, you know, like, but I do like those shows better than the Ghost Hunters shows now, because I feel like they're, and us being able to kind of read people, you kind of could say, like, all right, well, that guy's full of crap. Like, yeah. Like he's already lying.
There's one of those shows, the guy was on the job, the interviewer. I think it's My Ghost Story.
Okay.
One of the interviewers was a detective.
Oh, okay.
You know, so he just interviews and then goes and does the backstory, does the investigation, blah, blah, blah. And these are the facts that I have. And this is what the guy's saying. And he's part of the interview.
Is that Dead Files? Is that
Dead Files? Dead Files. Yes.
I haven't seen that show, but everybody's been recommending that show to me.
Yeah. And that I dig, because at the end of the show, it's like, hey, listen, this is what we found. Take it for what it's worth.
Right. Right. Now let's get into the one that
oh,
we
don't do it. That don't we both do loved. It.
Ghost Adventures.
I want to punch you. Sorry.
That is the most ridiculous show I've ever seen on Ghost Hunters. I know there's a lot of people out there that like it.
Ghost Adventures?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're chicks. And that guy is f***ing gorgeous.
And
wait. Great hair.
And you said it before I did, right? Because I'm on a paranormal group on Facebook. And somebody had posted a comment. Oh, what do you guys think of Ghost Adventures? Every single comment that said, oh, it's a great show, they were all female.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. And all the guys were like, no, that show is full of crap. You know? Yeah, yeah. And yes, I'm comfortable with my masculinity and my sexuality. Say he's a good looking man. He is.
I'm a fat bastard. I know.
That's why this is an audio podcast and not a video podcast.
Yeah, you would have turned this off in a minute.
But he's full of crap. I don't like his attitude. I don't like his demeanor. And even if they are, because they do go to some legit haunted places,
right,
apparently, I don't like his attitude and his disrespect for the dead. You know, he asks for, you know, like I was telling Tom earlier, there was an episode where he's standing at the top of the steps and he says, oh, I hear you like pushing people down the stairs. Why don't you try pushing me down the stairs? That's enticing. That's not, I don't like that. That's disrespect.
I saw that episode, and all I could think to myself was, I'll push you down the stairs in a heartbeat, you pontificating son of a bitch.
Yeah, you know, and that's how I feel about that show. You know, like, I'm just honestly, and I think I tried the other day. I'm like, you know what? Let me try and watch it. And I think I got 5 minutes in. I said, yeah, I can't stand this dude. I can't stand him.
He's every producer's dream. He's got the looks. He's got the hair. They put him in jeans that are probably half my car note. You know what I mean? But come on. You ain't real.
Right.
You're a screaming Mimi every time they hear, "Oh, what was that? Oh, my God."
You see, that's another thing, too. If you're a paranormal investigator and you're claiming yourself as a paranormal investigator on TV, why are you running away from everything?
Yeah. Like a bitch, Zach Bagels.
I'm not saying I'm the bravest person in the world, but if I was on a ghost hunt or a paranormal investigation, I'm trying to find answers, and I hear something, I want to run towards it. I want to try and catch the thing.
Yeah, but that's our job. We're walking a tier, and we've worked together
right
before we went to different departments. We worked around serial killers, arsonists, rapists, all right? We hear a noise while we're walking a tier. We walk towards it. We investigate it. We don't start screaming.
Right.
Crying for people. I mean, yeah, that show is...
And then the other thing with those shows is you get people saying, oh, did you hear that? Did you hear that? And you're like, bro, I didn't hear anything. Like, I'm watching you on TV. You're saying you heard a big noise. I didn't hear nothing.
Right.
But all of a sudden, everybody in your crew heard something or heard somebody say something. But
how did the parabolic microphone on that camera not pick up nothing?
But it picks up everything else.
Yeah. But yeah. Oh, did you hear that? No, dude. You didn't hear nothing. We heard your hairspray. That's about it. We're going to come off like such haters on this, man.
I know. Some of the, I promise you we're not, though. But, you know, we try to believe in everything, you know. And some of the guests that we have on are very good. And some of the guests that, you know, hopefully we have on the show and interviews and stuff are definitely, if we're interviewing them, I'd like to say I definitely believe in everybody that we're going to interview.
Right.
Because I'm not going to interview anybody that I feel is full of crap.
Right.
You know.
I'm not going to let you sell your book on my back.
Right, right. Unless we know that there's something.
If I believe, you believe it.
Right, right.
You know, like I said, when it comes to me, if I didn't see it, you know, let's sit down and talk about what you saw.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah, so that's those shows. Let's see, I like a lot of those shows on TV, that Paranormal Caught on Camera. I actually do like that show a lot. there's some...
We differ a little on that.
There's some
one.
Interesting people, you know, that they have on that show. But I like the footage that they show on that. Some of it's pretty crazy.
Well, we were speaking about it before off mic. I just watched it last night, and one segment had a guy going into a abandoned church in Florida. And, oh, this is being thrown at me. Oh, this chair is moving. Oh, but he always caught the after effects on his camera. He didn't catch, oh, this just got thrown at me. Well, you know, it's a fallen down church. How do you know it didn't come out of the ceiling?
Right.
You didn't see it lift from point A over your shoulder to point B. The chair that's going around in circles, I didn't see it start spinning. How do I know that you didn't
right.
hit it with your hand and started spinning and then go, oh, my God, it's paranormal.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess that's the whole thing with TV and stuff, you know,
yeah.
you just don't really know what to believe. One of the TV shows, it's not really paranormal, but one of the TV shows that I used to love, you know, years ago was Mind Freak with Chris Angel,
yeah.
And, you know, the stuff that he did on that show was amazing, but then he couldn't have did it without camera tricks, a lot of the stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah,
and panning
absolutely.
Away, and so it's like, so that takes a lot out of it for me. You know, that's right. Like... Well, I mean, obviously we know it's all tricks, but when you're using camera tricks, that's not fair, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that's fair. if you're going to use camera tricks to do magic tricks, you know, to do illusions and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Whoever said mind freak, though, it's, you know, oh, that's a mind freak.
Right.
That guy named that show completely appropriate.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It was at the same time that Penn and Teller had Penn and Teller bullshit.
Yeah. Yep.
And their show is never on syndication.
Let's see. More paranormal in the media, right? So paranormal in the movies. What do you think of some of the paranormal movies out there?
Well, we touched on this last episode. Hate slasher films.
Okay.
It's just, it's not me. To me, there's got to be a plot. There's got to be, and I like that, and I like, you know, the Freddy movies. Mm-hmm. I like the one-liners.
Right.
It keeps it light. It could still be a slasher film, but...
But it has some comedy in it. It has some more depth to it.
To me, a real horror movie is Dracula, the original Dracula, is Creature from the Black Lagoon. Might be more sci-fi, but them with the giant ants. That's, to me, that's real horror.
Right.
You know, you don't need to be cutting up teenage lesbians in love. Just, that's not, to me, that's not horror. That's real life with us, bro. I mean, you know, these are the, we guard the perps every day, bro.
Yep, yep. I mean, for me, I grew up on the slasher movies.
Right.
So they kind of always have like a special place in my heart for that, because that's what I grew up on. I think my first horror movie that I saw was Friday the 13th, Part 6.
Part 6?
I'm young, man. I'm young.
I remember when I saw Part 1 in the movie theaters.
Yeah. I actually didn't see Part 1 until way later in life, because I never really cared to see it, because I'm like, it's not Jason, you know? Like, you know, but it actually turned out to be a great movie. But my favorite kind of movies are the ones that are legitimately scary. Like not with the silly jump scares, not, you know, like The Exorcist is one of my favorites. It's kind of slow moving in the beginning. That's what I don't like about it.
It makes you think.
But like they could do without like the first 30 minutes of the movie, I think. Or they could cut it down a little bit, I feel.
Okay.
I know that that's their intention, is to kind of build it up to something.
Yeah, the backstory.
You know, but for me personally, I don't like long, long movies. So, like, I just like to cut to the chase, you know?
The meat, the potatoes, right. And I'm out.
But, yeah, The Exorcist is one of my favorites. Poltergeist is another great one. The Conjuring is definitely, that's one of the newer ones. But, honestly, that movie is legitimately scary, The Conjuring.
In a different vein, but all these movies you're mentioning make you think.
Right.
The what if. The horror is in your head. It's not on the screen. Because in those movies, you can apply it to your life. What the F would I... Joe, we're sitting in a $500,000 house here you have. What if Poltergeist... What if it was built on a cemetery? You know what I mean?
Right.
The what if. The what if. I mean, that's scary.
Right. Especially like something like the Amityville Horror, because the Amityville Horror is sort of kind of basically not really based on a true story.
Right.
You know? So that definitely, to me, I think the original one, I sound old school here, but the original Amityville Horror is much better than the remake. But I think Ryan Reynolds definitely did a good job on that. I think he definitely...
Oh, he's dreamy.
You know? Oh, he does without a doubt.
Everything.
Without a doubt.
He's funny. He's funny.
Yeah, I mean, anything he does is always going to be kind of comedy in it. But, yeah, you know, like the Amityville Horror, you know, because, again, you said that's one of those movies that kind of makes you think, you know? And again, that deals with some kind of religious aspect to it, too, you know, which makes it a little bit more scary. One movie or one movie franchise that I never got into, because I feel like it's just completely grotesque, and to me, I don't even consider it a horror movie. A lot of people do.
What's that?
The Saw franchise. I can't stand that. Like, 20 years from now, they're going to be on Saw 55 and a half, and it's going to be the same crap. You know? I just can't get into it.
It's pure slasher film, though. It comes from not a horror background. It comes from the 80s slasher background. And more or less, it's an... It's an homage to that. It's not horror. It's the most horror thing about that is that you're being kidnapped and being subjected to somebody else's will. Again, I've got three of them up on 14A and B. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Like, all right, so he kidnapped all these people. How the hell did he kidnap them all?
Yeah, right.
So he was just able to go behind anybody, kidnap them, put them in this weird-ass room that, you know.
Well, that's a huge suspension of disbelief, how they got there in the first place.
Right, but nobody ever thinks of that. They just think about, oh, how are they going to get out of there? You know, like, oh, they have to go through a pool full of needles to get whatever, you know.
Saw his leg off, and yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's just, to me, that's not real horror, you know, to me. Another great movie that I love the Evil Dead movies. That's by far one of my favorite kinds of, and the reason why I love it is because
Ash, Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
Ash, yeah.
I just feel like Sam Raimi, because that was his very first movie, Sam Raimi's, I think he actually made it for a college thing.
Originally, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like he went into that movie, it went in as a horror movie, and then halfway through he just kind of said, you know what? I think I'm going to make this into a horror comedy. And it kind of went off from there. Then Evil Dead 2, Evil Dead 3, it's almost like watching a horror movie with, you know, Mo, Larry, and Curly all rolled up into one. Because Bruce Campbell is hysterical.
And it's his reaction to the Deadites.
Right.
His almost stoic, you're not going to rock my world.
And then even when he came out with the series, I love that series, Ash vs. the Evil Dead.
Yeah.
That was hysterical. That was, honestly, and they paid such homage to those movies. Like, I loved that show. I was so mad when they canceled it. I knew that they were going to cancel it eventually.
Right.
I'm glad. I think they got out 3 seasons from it.
Did you ever watch him and Bubba Bubba Ho?
No, I haven't seen him.
Oh, fantastic movie.
But he's definitely criminally underrated because he's hysterical. He's just as funny as, or if not funnier than, most of the huge, huge names that you hear.
Yeah, I agree with you, 100%.
Even if people don't know who he is.
How do you not?
In the first Spider-Man movie, he's the one who gave Spider-Man his name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He goes, the human spider, that sucks. You know? And he called him the Amazing Spider-Man, you know, and he did a cameo in every single Sam Raimi movie.
Right.
In every Sam Raimi movie, there's a Bruce Campbell cameo, and there's a cameo of that car.
Really?
Sam Raimi's car from the Evil Dead movies. It's in every movie.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, yeah. I believe Uncle Ben was driving it in the first Spider-Man.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Not to make a right turn. So since we're talking on movies and horror, we're ignoring the biggest genre there is today. Zombies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
Let's hear it. What do you think? I mean,
you know, it's funny. I haven't seen a ton of horror movies. The Walking Dead was great in the beginning. I think it lost its way after a while. After it started becoming less about zombies and more about people fighting people.
I think that's what that show was about.
All along,
really.
Right.
You know, how you survive when society stops.
To make you think a little bit, I actually heard somebody say once that The Walking Dead isn't talking about the zombies. The Walking Dead is actually talking about the people that are still alive.
Still alive and walking
And that's
around,
what they mean by The Walking Dead.
I believe it. Zombies, the whole zombie genre is based on alleged zombies made in Haiti, where the witch doctor will turn someone into a zombie. And from the 40s through the present, they've morphed into, you know, someone that just has no will, which I think is scarier than someone who dies and comes back to life. But I love the genre.
Right, right.
To me, it's scary, you know, because you could fight and win 100 zombies, but you're going to have to fall asleep eventually.
Right. Right.
And that's the scary part, for me anyway.
Yeah, I mean, when they started making the zombie movies where they're fast and they're running after people, that's way more terrifying than when they're walking real slow.
For two fat guys, yeah.
You know? Like, what was
I'm
it?
Dead.
World War Z, I believe they were really fast in that
movie. Yeah.
And then I Am Legend, they were really fast in that too.
Now, I Am Legend, I don't know if you know, this is supposed to be a paranormal podcast. And
right, I know.
I Am Legend is actually four or five, it's the remake of the Omega Man, which was a remake of The Last Man on Earth with Vincent Price.
Oh, wow.
Then they remade it to The Omega Man with Charlton Heston. And then there was I Am Legend with Will Smith. And then there was a B-movie, I Am Omega.
Hmm.
So that same movie has been made four or five times.
Oh, wow.
Yes, you see, your paranormal podcast has now taught you something.
Wow. That's...
about Hollywood history. Wah, wah.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
I don't know if I told you, my next door neighbor where I live now is on The Walking Dead.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. The guy that plays Negan, yeah, lives right next door to me.
Wait. The guy who plays Negan.
Yeah, yeah, and him and his wife live next door. I swear to God. I swear to God. The most well-kept farm in all of Dutchess County. It's beautiful, their property.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah, right next door to me.
That's insane.
I swear to God.
He's by far the best character that ever came
absolutely.
Out of that show.
Absolutely.
His character is insane. That like... you could do the show. It's suffering now without Rick.
Oh yeah,
it's really suffering. He's
going to carry that show.
But it's him. It's Jeffrey Dean Morgan that really makes that show.
Yeah,
I mean when he first got on that show, that very first episode when he comes out of the trailer or with the bus or whatever, that was sick.
When I do charts, when I have personnel, I have the little Negan doll. If a CEO complains about where they're going, hey, tell it to Negan.
But that's awesome.
Yeah, I was in the post office, bro, the local post office, and some old lady comes up to me. She goes, you know, I don't watch the show, but my son loves it. I can't wait to tell him I met you. I'm like, what? Met me? I'm in a freaking prison guard. What are you talking about? The girl behind the counter comes up, and she goes, no, Mrs. Smith, that's not Mr. Morgan. That's Tommy. They just look alike. So apparently he's a big goon that's got tattoos all over as well. And this old, and I wouldn't have known he lived next door to me till the postmaster told me.
Now this is going to be even more awkward, what I was going to say, because if they're comparing you guys together, I was going to say I have a kind of a big man crush on Jeffrey Dean Morgan, but now I feel a little bit strange about that.
We got to break up. Nah, he's, I've never met him. I mean, you know, it's next door, but in Dutchess County, it's next door could be a mile away.
Right. But yeah, no, that's definitely, he definitely carries that show now, for sure.
Absolutely.
For sure. He's an awesome actor.
But again, that made paranormal mainstream. That comic book morphing into the TV show.
Right, yeah.
To 17 million viewers, I think they had it at their height.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that is, the paranormal is now the mainstream.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Absolutely. Another paranormal show, Stranger Things. I actually haven't seen the third season yet, but I loved the first and the second season. I thought it's kind of strange with the whole alien thing and stuff, but the characters are very, very likable, I think.
Yeah, I like...
the young girl that plays Elle is very talented. I could see her becoming a quite a big actress down the line.
I watched it religiously, I should say. Never missed an episode. I just hate the Upside Down.
Right.
I love the characters.
Right.
I love everything about them. But the Upside Down is like, it doesn't scare me. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, maybe that's because... with COs, shoot them. Shit. You know?
Yeah, like that kid, the kid that plays Dustin. That kid could be a huge comedy actor when he gets
older. Yeah.
He's hysterical. Absolutely. He's very, very funny, that kid. Pretty much the whole cast is very talented. But yeah, I kind of fell off from watching that for a while. But I definitely want to get back into that.
But again, brings the paranormal into the mainstream.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, which I guess that drives up the need for all these other ghost hunting shows too. You know, and like the Travel Channel is basically, I mean, that's all they have on there. Yeah, they don't even have anything about travel anymore.
Have they taken a left turn?
Yeah. Yeah, they're completely all about ghost hunting and ghost, you know, all these ghost shows, and which, I mean, I love, but...
I'd also like to know what Sicily's like.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, so Tom, one more quick thing, too, just to give you a little paranormal news and stuff, and it actually ties in with the whole paranormal media and stuff. So there is a very well-known person that is starting a paranormal show very soon called Ghost Babes.
Ghost Babes?
Ghost Babes. Miss,
I like it already.
Miss Stormy Daniels is going to have her own paranormal investigation show. She's lived in many haunted houses, as she claims, and she became a paranormal investigator with some other people, and she...
Where'd she get the money for that?
I don't know. But apparently she's piloting the show. She's shopping it around, and I'm sure some network, probably a Travel Channel, is going to pick it up eventually. And yeah, and what she's claiming is that she's funding the entire show because she refuses to let any kind of tomfoolery go on. She wants it to be completely legit.
Hold on, that's that girl's middle name, tomfoolery.
So yeah, so there's some paranormal news for you. Oh, again, if you guys have any paranormal news that you'd like to share, you could hit us up on the Ghost Hacks Podcast Facebook group, or you could email me at joeghosthackspodcast@gmail.com. So, Tom, we're going to do a little segment.
I'm all ears.
Okay. It's called, just a little disclaimer, Tom hasn't heard any of these EVPs that I'm going to be playing. You know, I kind of want it to be a surprise because, you know, that's the best reactions, you know. So I'm going to play it and you're going to tell me if you think it's legit or not. This is a segment I like to call, Is It Legit? So the first one, here it goes. You ready?
Yeah.
How are you associated with the hospital?
So it says what it's supposed to say. And I don't really get anything out of that one.
I'm not getting a darn thing.
You know, EVPs are really tricky for me because I feel like, I think if I'm not catching them, it's kind of hard for me to believe.
Well, it's very subjective also. Yeah. You know, it could be the ghost of somebody asking for a day off, you know?
You know, and you don't even know. A lot of people, it's a lot of insinuations, you know, because most of these EVPs, also electronic voice phenomenon, that's what it's called. And a lot of these EVPs are whispers. So you don't know, you could just, you know, misconstrue what they're actually saying.
Right.
You know, you don't really know what a lot of them are saying. Some of these you might hear might sound very clear. So we're going to go on to the next one. That one was supposedly taken at the Linda Vista Hospital in 2010.
Okay.
Let's see what you think about this one. You might be able to hear a little bit more with this.
Happy Christmas, Kyoko.
Happy Christmas, Julian.
Come on.
What do you think of that one? I mean, the whispers were there, but you could clearly kind of hear what they were saying.
Yes. Yeah. Happy Christmas. Come on, you're playing with me now, right? It's not a real EVP.
Well, it's an EVP, you know. So no on that one? You don't think those are ghosts?
I mean, no, that's a ghost. That was the Trailer Park Boys.
Happy Christmas, Julian.
Yeah, some of it. They used to have pads and stuff in there.
What do you think of that one?
Sounds like
somebody stepped on a nail or something.
Yeah, every 10 minutes on the psych unit, bro. You know.
But this psych unit was supposedly closed for a very long time.
Again, could be residual.
Okay. All right. So that's a possibility. That's a legit
if
one.
Did that come from a psych unit?
Yeah, yeah. It did? Yeah, a psych hospital, an abandoned psych hospital.
So you know as well as I do, the psych units is just nothing but people screaming and yelling and talking to themselves over and over. A residual would be more believable than anything else in a situation like that, I think.
Right, right.
Now, if the guy was asking, hey, give me a sign, and they're like, F*** you and your sign.
Right, right.
Then, yeah, that's believable.
So, yeah, you know, a lot of EVPs also, they might talk about, some of them might be residual, you know, meaning like they might say something that, you know, they might have used to say or whatever, or it could be an intelligent, you know, thing telling you something. So that's where this this next one is going to come in, and see what you think of this one. This one was captured in Dublin, Ireland.
Get out. And he's got a wee bit of the brogue.
So he was saying get out.
Yeah, that was clear as day.
I think that's pretty creepy. I think that one was very creepy. And actually it came from a place called the Hellfire Club in Dublin, where they said that they were like sacrifices and all sorts of craziness that used to happen in that place.
Yeah, that one was clear as day.
So this next one you hear, this one's going to be the last one. You'll hear them speak of a religious artifact. So it seems very believable to me. So see what you think.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, that's very believable. I heard that twice last night.
Well,
it was so creepy. The lights went out and everything.
I did extensive research on finding these EVPs.
That's it. This is the sound of Tom tapping out.
So that was our segment on Is It Legit?
I'm f***ed right now. That was great.
That's going to do it for our second episode.
Yay!
Of the Ghost Hacks Podcast. If you like what you hear, if you don't like what you hear, if you have any experiences, or if you'd like to be a guest or an interview, if you have any cool stories or whatever.
We really want to hear them, please.
Definitely want to hear them. We want to get lots of emails and stuff. So you could email me, Joe, ghosthackspodcast@gmail.com. And you could subscribe to our Facebook group, Ghost Hacks Podcast. Just go there, search for Ghost Hacks Podcast, and you'll find us. There's a little ghost with a
duty cap.
A duty cap on at the moment. That might change, but just look for Ghost Hacks Podcast and hit us up. Thanks for joining us. I hope you stayed till the end. If you're hearing this, I guess you did. And have a good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to the Ghost Hacks Podcast. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and find us on Facebook groups. If you have any paranormal experiences you would like to share, please email joeghosthackspodcast@gmail.com, and we may even read your submission on the air. Have a good night, and don't forget to change your shorts.